proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
My name is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, talking about hard sayings from the Bible. In the first portion of Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, we read, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness." We know that according to John chapter 4, God is a spirit. As such, God is incorporeal, that is to say, he doesn't have a body. In what sense, then, can a flesh and blood human being be made in God's image? Genesis 1:26 does not imply that God has eyes, arms, legs, etc. Nor does it suggest that human beings possess any spark of divinity. Instead, the word image in Genesis 1:26 indicates a resemblance to a pre-existent entity. Human beings and animals do have a lot in common. Both have bodies and souls. Both come into the world through birth, live for a determinate period of time, and physically die. Where human beings differ from animals is that they have spirits. The author of Psalm 142 asserted this, that, quote, "When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path," unquote. Human beings possess a spirit that remains susceptible to divine influence. A man named Eliyahu in the 32nd chapter of Job recognized this distinction. He noted, quote, "There is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding," unquote. The author of Hebrews in the 4th chapter of his epistle likewise acknowledged this distinction, that human beings have spirits. He mentioned how the Word of God was capable of, quote, "piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit." Only human beings have spirits, and no animal has a spirit. The spirit of man can respond to or reject the promptings of God. According to the 20th chapter of Proverbs, Solomon remarked that, quote, "The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly." However, as Eliphaz the Temanite remarked in the 15th chapter of the book of Job, a person can turn his or her spirit against God. When sanctioning the death penalty in the 9th chapter of Genesis, God recognized this distinction between people and animals. On that occasion, he told Noah that, quote, "Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things," unquote. Killing an animal for its meat would not evoke God's sanction against murder. Killing a human being deliberately, on the other hand, did, in fact, evoke God's judgment. God said to Noah in the same portion of Genesis chapter 9, quote, "Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man," unquote. God required anyone who deliberately killed another individual to lose his own life as punishment. Why did God make this distinction? He did so because mankind was created in the image of God. Genesis 1:26 did not indicate that God possessed a body, nor did it indicate that man had a spark of divine nature in him. All that Genesis 1:26 suggested, that God, in creating man in his own image, gave him a spirit which could respond to or turn away from God's influence. Again, this is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions and another edition of Hard Sayings from the Bible.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.